Well, hello, everybody. We have a huge crowd on the call tonight, and I'd like to thank everybody for participating with us. We have what I feel is going to be one heck of a series coming up with Captain Pete and Lieutenant Dan. And before we begin, I'd like to say this as an introduction to these two gentlemen. In life, we meet people that can have a huge influence on us. And Captain Pete, we met him 2 years ago at one of our Super Smart training events. He has been a great friend of ours, as well as a great coach for wholesaling. His students have all done well. As far as I know, every one of them is out there making money, buying and selling real estate. But Captain Pete is an airline pilot, flies across the big pond over to Europe all the time. He has his office up in the air. Again, he's turned into quite a wholesaler. And he brought along Lieutenant Dan. Dan's been an entrepreneur for 14 years at least. He's done everything from importing marine fish from Indonesia to operating online news magazines. And he's helped a lot of entrepreneurs all across America learn how to improve their business, automate it, streamline it. And this episode is episode one of The Heart of a Champion. Thank you very much for taking the time to do this for us.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mike. Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here with you. How's everybody doing in training? Yeah, that's it. Woo-hoo! I'll tell you what. I took their training, and I was down there for the straight 5 days and took the training on the Pretty House deals. I think they do an awesome job on marketing and how to meld the marketing with the technology. So you guys are in the right place to learn how to turn the switch on and get your systems automated with the Super Smart sites. Well, anyway, I'm really glad to be here with you. We've started a series called The Heart of a Champion, and the reason that we started the series is because so many of my friends and so many of my wholesaling students and friends that are rehabbers are just frozen, and they're just stuck. Does that sound familiar? Is anyone else stuck in that position? The answer ought to be no if you're down there with Dustin and Mike right now. But so many people that I know are just stuck, and what I wanted to do is bring that to a screeching end. Give me 1 second, guys. I've got a technology challenge here for a second. There it is. Ah, okay, I found it. So look, what is the Heart of a Champion series all about? This is by far the greatest real estate market for buyers that I have witnessed. And many investors are sidelined. Many people are stuck. And I absolutely hate to see it. And, you know, people are paralyzed because they're spending too much time with the media and they're listening to all that bunk that the press is putting out about housing being down and the world is falling and the ceiling is falling. Oh, Chicken Little, watch out. I can't take it. I've got to tell you that I've been making the biggest checks that I've made, you know, wholesaling in a long time consistently. I mean, in December, I made a $26,000 check. In January, I made a series of $13,000, $6,000. I just closed one the other day for $22,000 just last week. And I'm getting unbelievable discounts in the properties that I'm buying. I've got a rehab underway right now that I bought from a homeowner. Get this. It's a $215,000 property. He believed all the news media and the sky was falling. And I gave him two offers. I gave him an offer of an owner finance deal and a cash offer. Of course, I didn't want him to take the cash offer. And what do you think he did?
Owner finance.
He took the cash offer. And so I got a $215,000 property. I'm putting about $10,000 of work into it just to make it drop dead gorgeous. And I bought it for $100,000 cash. And you know, I'm going to place that for sale at $199,950, and it's going to be just a huge, huge profit. So here's what I'm telling you. This is the best real estate market in history, and I'm capitalizing on it, and I want everybody I know to be capitalizing on it as well.
I mean, if you look back in history, I think, honestly, even in the Great Depression, historically, that was when more millionaires were created during that time period. And it's the people that had what it took, that heart of the champion that we're talking about, and the vision to be able to capitalize on helping other people and moving their business forward.
You know, one of the things that that caused Dan and I to dream this program up, and Dan and I have been talking about it, and, you know, we've got students at all different levels in the real estate game, you know, from the absolute beginners to novices to old pros that want to add wholesaling as a leg on their investment journey. And everybody has different challenges. Everybody has different fears. And what we want to do and what we intend to do on this monthly Heart of a Champion radio series is to focus on the challenges and the breakthroughs that all the different investors have, how they face their fears, what it feels like to actually be afraid to pick up the phone and call a motivated seller for the first time, knowing full well that you don't know exactly what to say and you don't know exactly how to say it, but yet picking up the phone anyway and making the call and having the conversation. And it's that courage to step to the plate that I want to focus and highlight over the course of the next 12 months.
And the interesting thing is a lot of the new investors that I talk with, they often have the misconception that it's just them, that they're alone with their feelings and their fears and everything. But I tell you what, I mean, I've talked to CEOs of multi-million dollar companies that actually still have those fears. Maybe they're on a different scale, maybe they're not. But the fact of the matter is they just need to know what way to conquer those fears and overcome it.
Yeah. So let's talk about the next 12 monthly shows that we're going to cover. Here's the thing. When you're scared and you're paralyzed and you retreat back to your rut, your dreams absolutely dry up and go away. And so what I want to do in the course of my conversation with you tonight and also for the next 12 months going forward is I want to reignite our ability to dream, because here's what I know to be true. When we dream, it releases our creativity. When we release our creativity as investors, that's where we can make our best deals, and that's where we can really accelerate. And so that's going to really big is you're going to hear us talk a lot about the importance of dreams. Over the course of the next 12 months, we're also going to talk about the concepts of focus, balance, and discipline, and how important they are to you in not only your business life, but in your personal, your family, and your social life as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, with dreams, and we're going to talk tonight a lot about dreams and what is a dream and how do we define it so we're all on the same page. But how do you get those dreams achieved? And you do it through goals and achievements step by step. And as you build those steps forward, you're going to continue to feed the motivation that will make your dreams come true.
Exactly. And that we're going to focus on too is how to take steps systematically to feed motivation and also how to achieve organization at the same time. I mentioned before what I'm going to do is interview all other successful investors. I'm going to cover the entire spectrum from beginners all the way up to the old pros, what it was like as they faced their fears, how they overcame their challenges, what kind of breakthroughs they had, and what it felt like when they made the breakthroughs, how they deal with procrastination, and then lastly, how they assure themselves of persistent consistency. Can you say it, Dan?
I can't. I've been practicing, and I still can't say it the way you do.
In order to be consistently persistent, one has to be persistently consistent.
You know, and it's interesting to kind of go back up to the top of the spectrum of types of investors that we're going to talk to. It's so fascinating to me because I know I've met a lot of investors who have been kind of going to RIAs and been involved in the game for a number of years. And I know people that have started the same day that you started, that Tom Zeeb started, that other successful wholesalers started, and they're like, what did they do that I didn't do? Well, guess what we're going to talk about.
Exactly. What separates us from the rest, from everybody else? Now, look, I've got a big acknowledgement I want to make tonight, and that is this Heart of a Champion series was really inspired by Richard Flint, who's my personal coach. If you want to know about Richard, you can log on to www.richardflint.com. And Richard takes on 12 personal coaching students a year. And I was privileged to be one of them for a period of 18 months. Richard Flint is the personal coach of people like Robin Thompson and he travels the globe helping individuals, CEOs, and corporations make breakthroughs. And he has to be one of the smartest, most intelligent men I've ever met, and it was a privilege to be coached by him. And the entire series, as we go through our program tonight, are inspirations of Richard Flint.
I think it was Robin Thompson that told me about Richard Flint, and she said she's never met someone who could just look into your eyes and see your soul and see the truth that's there.
There's no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, Robin and I are close personal friends, and our nickname for Richard is Yoda. We call him Master Yoda. The guy is so incredible that, you know, we'll be having a bad day or stuck in a challenge, and out of the blue, he just senses it and will call, and the phone will ring, and there's Richard on the phone, and he'll start out like this, "So, how's your day?" And from your answer, he can tell exactly how your day is. You know, I was with Robin at one of her growth conferences, and I was in front of a group of investors, and she asked me to come up to the front of the group, and I did. And she says, "Pete, tell the group here, what is it like to be coached by Richard Flint?" And my immediate reaction, without hesitation, it just flew out of my mouth, Dan. It was, "Well, it's like this. Recess is over." And that pretty much sums it up. So our goal over the next 12 months is to inspire your clarity.
It's also to unleash that creative spark that is in each and every one of us that we often just diminish.
And this is huge for me for the benefit of all of you, and that is to break the cycle of fear and break the cycle of confusion.
And once we start doing that, you're going to find that you're going to see an end to that virtue that I once called procrastination, which I now view as one of my biggest, most horrific things that I lived with, as well as disorganization.
Well, here's one of the things I learned from Richmond, Here's one of the things I learned from Richard, and that is fear, confusion, procrastination, and disorganization, they're all related.
And they feed each other.
And so if you've got fear to overcome, then it comes all the way back to disorganization, which causes procrastination. The two of those together cause confusion, and a confused mind is a fearful mind. And so they're all related in that respect.
And at the end of the day, the ultimate purpose of this whole series is to break down those barriers that's holding you back from achieving your dreams. The thing that separates the people, the clients that I have that say, "Well, I started the same time that Captain Pete did. Why am I not doing it?" We want to show you that.
Exactly. So I'm sure all of you or most of you are familiar with the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in the book, the first habit is begin with the end in mind. And so with the end, think of it this way. It does us no good to learn how to do something unless we're clear on why it is we want to do it. This is one of the major thoughts that we need to grapple with and get our arms around. We're all studying really hard, including me, because I'm a perpetual student as well, and we're learning great techniques on how to be great real estate investors. But here's what I know to be true, and I've learned this through coaching with Richard. It does us no good to learn all the techniques of how to make great real estate deals until we get clear in our own mind why it is that we want to do it. And here's the thing is that we have to be willing to make the changes to take us from where we are today to where we want to be tomorrow. And so it's related to our motivation level. And if we're clear on why it is we want to accomplish a successful real estate endeavor, we need to be clear on why it is that we want to do it. And that goes to our dream, does it not, Dan?
Absolutely. And don't think that, you know, if you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, "Well, I don't know why I wanted do real estate investing. Why did I get this path right now?" That's okay. Because the truth is, I just recently had a meeting with a client of mine, and I won't say who my client is, but he is a well-known high player real estate investor. And he said to me that his point of confusion is that he's not sure that he has ever known what his why is. And that's what we're working through. And this is someone that clearly understands how the systems work. So it's not just the new investor. It's often the veterans.
Well, here's why I think that may be, Dan, and this has been the case for me as well. For those of you who don't know my story, let me just share it with you briefly. I was an airline captain, strictly an airline captain, for 25 years. Fat, dumb, and happy. I was living a wonderful lifestyle, literally fat, dumb, and happy. And I was living a wonderful lifestyle, flying the wide body jets across the ocean, having a grand time, living the life of Riley, and making a ton of money. I had already earned a 6-figure pension, and you know, I would go to the Cayman Islands on vacation, scuba diving quarterly, and I'd go on sailing trips, and just had a wonderful lifestyle. But 9/11 hit. The airline that I worked for went bankrupt, not once but twice. And with the stroke of a pen, the 6-figure pension that I had already earned evaporated.
Gone.
And so let me tell you, it was a serious wake-up call, and I had to decide all of a sudden, what do I want to be when I grow up? Because my pay got slashed 40%, the pension's gone, and I don't know if my 6-figure-plus income, you know, paycheck from the employer is still going to be there from 1 week to the next. So with that, I had to get clear on why. And my why was obvious. It was staring me in the face, and it was financial. And here's what I learned, is when I jumped in and was focused like a laser beam and made a ton of money, my why changed. And what I learned is that there are many, many opportunities where real estate and the money you make from real estate is much, much bigger than me, Dan, much bigger than me. For example, my friend Robin Thompson, she makes a gazillion dollars a year in making real estate deals and also speaking. She built a village, not a village, she built an orphanage in a village of homeless people down in Haiti. Now, I had the opportunity to build and provide two houses for the homeless people on the island of Haiti. And so it changed my why. And one of the things that my students have learned passively about me is that my why now in being actively involved in the real estate business, making great deals, but also in being a teacher in making real estate deals, is my why now is to be present in people's lives when I'm not present.
Absolutely.
And so in that way, it makes me bigger than the money I'm making. It makes my why bigger than just making a financial return.
It's a legacy, really. I mean, if you really think about it, the impact that somebody can have when we're all dust in the wind, if you have that legacy that perpetuates forward, that's so many throughout history. Again, I was a college major in history, and everything that, like the Caesars and all, they just never want to be forgotten. And that's why. They wanted to be present in people's lives long after they were gone. Well, that's powerful.
It really is. And here's what I've learned in the course of making real estate deals is that I'm present in people's lives, and I'm making a difference in people's lives. Whether I'm buying from a motivated seller, I can't tell you how many times I've been hugged with people having tears in their eyes thanking me for relieving their burden. I can't tell you how many times I've been hugged when people crying tears of joy about the drop-dead gorgeous home that I was handing the keys over to, who never thought they could own a home like that. So there are very, very powerful reasons that are a why that you just have to open your mind and allow yourself to dream and allow your creativity to flourish. And let me tell you, those types of whys are much more powerful than just a financial return, at least in my view and in my experience. Now, look, all people have a dream. The challenge is most dreams get buried because of the confusion that continues to build in their lives. As confusion builds, the clarity fades, and as the clarity fades, it becomes more and more challenging to stay focused on your dream. We see that again and again with our students, don't we, Dan, when they come to us?
Absolutely. And often, sometimes it's a week-to-week thing, because one thing that, and I know we're going to talk about this, it's that constant battle. It's every day that you wake up.
It is. Every day you get faced with the demons of procrastination, the demons of motivation, and the demons of confusion and creativity. And, Dan, I've learned to actually say to myself, shut up, talking just to myself, you know, and I won't allow a confusing thought to enter in. Here's one of the things.
Hopefully you're not in a public place when you're shouting at yourself.
No, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, but my cats think I'm nuts sometimes. But you know, it's just amazing to me. But it's related because the dreams are all important, and when confusion enters, it'll muddy your clarity. Now, here's one of the things I learned from Richard that I want to share with you. Please write this down because I would love for all of you to capture this tonight. Every time I'm faced with a decision, and I want you to do the same thing, every time I'm faced with a decision, I test it against this threshold. Will the answer to my decision, whether it's a yes or it's a no, will it add to my clarity or will it add to my confusion? And so as I make my decisions on a daily basis, I will only make the affirmative decisions that add to my clarity. And anytime I'm faced with something which is a detour or something that will introduce confusion in my life, I reject it.
Well, here's a question that I know has been voiced to me many times, because I often say the exact same thing to clients. And I talk to them about, you know, if it's going to confuse you further, well, then that's just not a good question. But they often come back and they say, how do you know if it's a clarity? How do you know that it's clarity? Because often, you know, you hear a response to yourself even. How do you differentiate?
Here's how you know. When you've reached clarity on a topic, you'll know you've reached clarity because there are no more questions that can be asked.
There you go.
And so that's the definition of clarity. Let's focus on dreams. You know, most of us, we were great dreaming as kids, and the women tend to be better at maintaining their dreams than us guys do. But I'll tell you, most people, they're dead at 40 and buried at 60. And so what I want to encourage you to do is take the time, enjoy your alone time. Allow yourself to relax and allow yourself to dream. Dreams are what keep your imagination stronger than your emotions. Now, things like confusion and fear, those are emotions that we have to face on a daily basis. And what we want to do is allow ourselves to dream and keep our imagination stronger than our emotions. Go ahead, Dave.
The one thing that, you know, let's be clear, emotions are one of the most powerful aspects of a person's personality. They can override intellect, imagination, and if you don't control and focus them, you know, how many times have you met somebody who is just, you know, angry all the time?
Yeah.
And they just didn't have clarity, and they didn't know why.
And here's the thing, is that an angry man or an angry woman cannot dream, they can't dream in color, and they have no imagination.
Yeah, I just had a conversation last night with some guys, and I said, you know, it's like we're talking about negative people in their lives. And I said, does it feel like they're plugging in, which is something that Richard says. When you show up to work, they come up and they plug in and they just sap you of all your energy and they just want to tap into you.
Yeah. Here's a key thought for tonight. And that is, look, your life is filled with real estate opportunities. They're everywhere. It's only when you harness your imagination and creativity that you can see them. It's raining deals. The deals are everywhere. It's raining deals. It's really funny. I was stuck at a point when I first started coaching with Richard, and I got stuck because I couldn't find enough quality deals. And Richard said to me, he says, Pete, he says, you need to slow your pace down. He says, you are surrounded by deals. They're everywhere. It's raining deals. And as soon as you believe it's raining deals, then it will be true.
I mean, I think you said an interesting thing there is, slow down.
Yeah.
You know, and I often tell people, you need to slow down. Well, I've got all these things to do. I have all these things I got to accomplish. I got to get these. I got my to-do list. I've got my stacks of things I need to accomplish.
And what I learned is those are all the things that would block my imagination. And guess what? When I slowed my pace down, I had absolutely deals everywhere, more deals than I could get to.
Yep, exactly.
Look, here's the thing that I've learned. Dreams are born when life is calm, clear, and hungry for adventure. In a state of emotional chaos and confusion, there's no dreaming. It's not possible. There's only thoughts that lack a connection to your imagination.
You know, with dreams, think about when you were a child, or if you have access to see children and the imagination that they live in and the world that they see is so much brighter and cleaner. And full of color and wonder. That's what you want to recapture.
It totally right. And I want to emphasize that. And please write this down, everyone on the call tonight, and put this down on your pad. Take time to be alone to dream. And as you dream, imagine yourself filling in your dreams with color. And put that level of detail into your dreams where you can describe the colors.
I think that's spot on. Like we said earlier, a couple slides back, that when emotions are overcharged and you don't have your imagination running at full speed, you really dream in black and white. You know, you want to take your dreams and take that and sketch out an adventure that will take you out of your comfort zone. Because we get stuck in that circle of sameness. It's like, how many times do you go, oh, I need to do that? And then it's like a week later, and you're like, oh, yeah, I was going to do that. Well, where did I go? You're a zombie.
Now, Dan, I think what I hear you saying is, we've got to be prepared to break the link in the chain that keeps our lives in a rut, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing, is out of that comfort zone. But you know what? It's a comfort zone because it's that circle of sameness. But it's not propelling your life forward.
Yeah.
And it's propelling your life forward that you'll find true happiness.
Yeah. All I know is when I'm driving my car and I'm stuck in a rut, it sure is hard to get back on the superhighway.
That's right. That's right.
Here's an absolute truth I want to share with you. Your dreams need to be fed a daily dose of positive energy, positive activity. Without this daily feeding, your dream begins to fade into a world of doubt. In that world, it will weaken from the lack of nourishment. I want to make this really, really clear for you tonight. If you don't spend time alone, at least a couple hours a week where you lock yourself up and allow yourself to dream and allow yourself to relax and to get free from the daily grind. You see, you need to do that because in order to feed our dreams, we've got to continue to nourish them. And when we ignore our dreams will diminish, and our ability to dream will diminish. This is a critical factor for us.
I think there's an addendum you can add to that as well. Is after you've done that, then go out and surround yourself with other dreamers.
Absolutely spot on.
Because if you don't, and you don't share and find people with similar vision, often then your doubts will start to arise, and it's a lonely world, and you start to question yourself.
Here's what I've learned by doing that very thing, Dan. By hanging out with people who have the same mindset that I do, like you and I did.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, Dan and I are in the same mastermind group. If you're not in a mastermind group, get yourself in one with like-minded people.
Absolutely.
Because there is nothing better than to have a group that understands your issues and your challenges, and that group winds up being your biggest cheerleaders and vice versa.
Absolutely. And they are the ones who, when you get stuck, you can present your issues, and sometimes it's just right there in front of you. But they'll say, well, why don't you just stop doing that? Or why don't you do this?
And then that allows you to tap into what we call the group genius.
Absolutely.
And as a group of like-minded people who are cheering each other on, it makes our imaginations much bigger than they could otherwise be. Oh. Dream killers.
Doubts.
Does anybody have doubts? Does anybody get stuck listening to people who are always feeding negativity into them? Why are you still spending another $1,000 on a real estate course?
Why are you doing that? When are you going to get a deal done? When are you? You know, I've got clients that have been doing this for a long time, and they work hard, and sometimes they just need a nudge in the right direction. But I give them that positive nudge, as opposed to what their spouse or their friends or their family might be doing, which is, well, you're not doing nothing.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, but our closest friends and our family are the ones who are the most serious injectors of doubt. I have a student right now. She started her first rehab deal. I'm so proud of her for the challenges that she's faced and not listening to the naysayers and moving forward. I'm very proud of her. But leading into her closing her first deal, she was being filled with doubt. And she faced it and overcame it. But look, the doubts blind the real opportunities that are present, don't they, Dan?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they cause you to ask questions that don't need to be asked. And most questions surrounding doubt, they can't be answered anyway with a positive answer.
And it comes down to it's those stupid questions. And when I mean stupid questions, You know, you're always brought up and say, well, there are no dumb questions. There's no stupid questions. I disagree. If the question adds to confusion as opposed to clarity, it's a dumb question.
Yeah. And clarity, again, we talked about it earlier, you know you've got clarity when there's no more questions that can be asked.
Hopefully people are getting the idea that clarity is important.
Yes, it is. You know, write that down just in case we didn't emphasize it enough and put a big star by it and two underlines. Clarity. You want to feed your clarity and reject confusion.
Absolutely. Well, where do doubts come from, Pete?
Well, doubts come from doing it without a well of passion to draw from. I mean, that goes back to the why. Be clear on your why, because if you're clear on your why, that will give you a level of passion to draw from.
I have to say that I love these next couple because I see it time and time again. Opinions accepted as facts.
Oh, we see that in the news media all the time, don't we?
That's what I was just thinking. I was just thinking about that.
And, you know, if you're not able to control your emotions and control your fear, that will give you a solid injection of doubt, won't it?
Now, don't think that when we say control your emotions that we're talking about like Star Trek Vulcans like Spock. And,
no,
you know,
Mr. Spock.
You know, we want you to have emotions. Their emotions are very important in being passionate and driving your business forward as well. But having control of them and not letting them run your business in your life is what we mean.
Yep. And another cause of doubt will be belief in self when it's shaky. You know, that's why we attend training events, just like all of you are attending today with SuperSmart. And that is when you attend the training events and you hang out with like-minded people, what that does is it allows you to believe in yourself because you've been trained. And you're around
yep.
and you're around solid people that will help you feed your dream.
Absolutely. You know, and then the next stage is there is nothing new about today. You know, every day you wake up, you make a choice. You have a choice that you're going to be in the circle of sameness or you're going to propel your life forward.
You know, please write this down. I'd like all of you, if you don't have it, to go out and get this book. You can order it tonight on Amazon. And that is Failing Forward by Maxwell. John Maxwell. I'll tell you, my favorite story in there is Colonel Sanders in the chicken business.
Yes, I agree.
And he failed again and again and again in the chicken business. And then finally he made it big as, you know, Colonel Sanders with Kentucky Fried Chicken. And in the book, and I love this part, instead of being stuck and staring time and time again at what he felt went wrong and letting that doubt grow in his life, he said, you know what? I'm moving forward because there's only so many ways that you can mess up chicken.
And that's the thing is he was hit. It wasn't always just him. It was often, you know, like he had the worst things happen, like his successful chicken business. They rerouted the highway. You know?
Yeah.
It was like everything was working against him, but he just never gave up.
No, he never let doubt get in the way of his dream, did he?
And he never focused on what went wrong, which was that last one there, is staring at it. And just going, oh, dwelling on the past of what failed.
You know, we mentioned before, Dan, about getting stuck in a rut. And to get out of a rut, we have to be willing to change, don't we?
Absolutely.
And so we've got to not resist change. We've got to embrace it.
Yep. But it's often hard to embrace it because, you know, when you look at change, it's the challenges to your comfortable routines. It's challenging yourself to be outside that circle of the everyday routine.
And you know, people resist change because if you change, then it holds them accountable for their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that a big one? This is a huge one. I can't recommend this book enough, everybody, so please write this one down as well. Can you tell we're big believers in being readers? We feed our minds on a continuous basis.
Absolutely.
Richard Flint has a book, and it's an inexpensive book. You can get it at richardflint.com, and it's called Behavior Never Lies. If you read that book, it will be life-changing for you.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter what people say. All you've got to do is look at their behavior, and then their intentions will be very clear to you.
I mean, you want to talk about a man who overcame hardships and challenges to move his life forward. I mean, if you read some of his books and if you hear him speak, you're going to learn just how challenging someone's life can be.
Oh, I'm going to... You know, I'm going to save that story for later.
Absolutely.
But that's a huge one. There's no one I know who started from a lower point in life than Richard Flint.
Nope.
And I've got to tell you, he has achieved multimillionaire status. He is demanded by people all over the world. I went to visit him once, did I tell you?
Mm-mm.
And he picked me up in a Rolls Royce down at the West Palm Beach Airport.
You were golfing, weren't you?
We were golfing indeed. So why else do people resist change, Dan?
They don't want to address the fears. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what their fears are. They're, you know, it's something that I've had to go through. I know you've gone through addressing, you know, the six or seven, depending on who you talk to, types of fears, and realizing what is the biggest ones that hold us back.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that people resist change also because then they can't make excuses anymore. You know, if you're as long as you resist change, you can still make excuses.
And we could go on and on about excuses and pointing the finger at everyone else.
Exactly. But it all lands back right between our ears, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, and the beauty is this change will give you the power over yesterday. You know, it's I like to say, and I may have gotten it from Richard Flynn, but I like to say that the past is the past, and it should be something that you reference, not live in.
Oh, I'll tell you, right on the mark. And so many people are just stuck, you know, living in the past that they can't see into the future. And what do you think that does in terms of allowing a dream to thrive?
Kills it.
It kills it. Exactly. And so people are resistant to change because the ending it creates, and that is they have to dream. No more excuses.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's just like, I have a lot of clients who make good money. I mean, solid six and mid and some high six figures a year. And a lot of the newer investors that I deal with who make that kind of money, they said, I wanted to get six figures. I wanted to get six figures. And I was there. I wanted that as well. You know, growing up, I wanted to make six figures. And then I got there and I went, okay, now what?
You know, and that just goes to the importance of having a dream with color on it.
Here,
here's the saying, and I forget who the author is of this saying, but I think it makes perfect sense. When one attains the status quo will tend to lose its status.
Oh, that's true. I've heard that.
So, look, sameness is an emotional prison cell, and that's where you sit and talk about what could have been or what should have been.
You know, talking about the good old days and all those types of things.
How about this? You shouldn't have seen the one that got away.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Now, look, when you reject clarity, it results in a wrong decision, and a wrong decision creates a wrong direction, and effort is given to the wrong things.
You know,
how do you know if you're on the wrong path, Dan?
Well, it's obviously working against the path that your dream is following. It's that going against the current.
So if you're laser focused on your dream, it's kind of like putting a mirror up in front of a laser beam, and the laser beam's going somewhere else.
I was thinking of a hall of mirrors, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And actually, you know, staying with that hall of mirrors, well, what is a hall of mirrors all about? It results in more confusion. It's like, which one's the real one?
Right. And so it's easy to get lost and feel lost when you allow yourself to get detoured and go off in a wrong direction. Actually, that's a great way to know you're heading off in a wrong direction, because all of a sudden you'll be overwhelmed, overcome with confusion and fears, won't you?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, again, we come back to the opinions replace facts. And we won't state the obvious that, you know, opinions are just like people. Everyone, you know, everyone has a... But there's a lot of opinions out there. The truth is you need to have the facts.
No doubt about it. And here's the thing, is that you'll also know you're on the wrong path when all of a sudden negative issues start increasing and negativity gets in the way.
You know, and getting off the course will ultimately cost you the support
of your cheerleaders.
Of your cheerleaders.
Yeah, because they'll go, I'm not sure where Captain Pete's going right now. Or, I'm not sure where Dan's going right now.
And he's not listening. He's just not, you know, hanging out with negative people.
And it creates confusion in your cheerleaders.
That's right.
And others who reject confusion will do what? You lose your support.
That's
you
right.
Lose your support team.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
I know it was. I had to give you a poke. Look, everybody needs a success party to attend. That's the reason why Dan and I hang out with like-minded people, is because we celebrate each other. We allow ourselves, we expect each other to celebrate our victories. Without it, you question, why are you doing this? A lack of success will erode your desire. Success will stabilize your emotions.
Again, it's bringing them into control, not getting rid of them, stabilize them.
You know, one of my students, he was just so boresighted on his dream, and he needed to adjust his pace. And I made him promise me. As a matter of fact, I even picked the restaurant. He and I had a successful deal together, and I actually helped him fill in the color for a small success party. And I said, Kevin, this is what I want you to do. You're going to go have dinner at Fago de Chao, and I know you haven't taken your wife out to a nice expensive dinner in a while, and so I want you to set it up. I want you to take her there. I want you to arrange all the babysitters, and I want you to handle everything in advance, and don't tell her what you're doing. And then take her out and let her have that experience. And I want you to tell her that what you're doing is you are celebrating your success together and see the power that that has.
Let me tell you, I was chasing Kevin for a long time. Like, you need to celebrate your success. You need to celebrate. I just didn't add the color that he needed because I didn't identify that he needed the color applied. And thank goodness that he has put himself into a circle of people like Pete and myself that can continually drive him and support him and cheer him on and provide the answer.
And now, instead of having friction at home, his wife has joined his success team. His wife is one of his biggest cheerleaders, all because he took the time to adjust the pace and celebrate the success.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it underscores, success underscores the right decisions that you make.
Sure, it also clears up points of confusion.
You know, and it's, I always like the puzzle analogy, and I'm glad it's here, you know, because it's that the idea of that last piece of the puzzle going in and completing the picture.
And the thing is that when you embrace success and you celebrate it, it enlightens you. It opens your mind to new possibilities and more possibilities, and it feeds that motivation.
And again, we come back to it allows you to slow down.
Right. And, you know, please write this down, everybody, and put 2 stars next to it. When you feel the need to speed up, it's time to slow down and adjust your pace.
You know, I often tell people, it's like when I'm feeling confusion or stress or, you know, all those types of things in my life, I know that I'm out of balance.
Yeah.
And that's when I know that I need to get on my bike, which is for me my moment of self and me, my personal room, and get out there and just enjoy the world and the life. And it come off that bike, I have clarity instantly.
Right. And here's the big one, because we talk about the dreams, and when you get completion, you have success, then that will show you the next path for your next success.
Got to know where you're going.
I mentioned this book before, Behavior Never Lies. You know, much is talked about, but little is done. How do you keep your dream enlightened?
You know, at the end of the day, your direction has to be clear. You use the laser point. And that's one thing I got to say. You know, my relationship with Pete has helped me because he has that pilot's accuracy of, like, I know where I'm going, that pinpoint laser accuracy. But you know what? It just helps to achieve the dream.
It does. It does. And here's the thing. It's just like when I'm flying a jet across the North Atlantic. Do you know that if I'm 3 degrees off course, Dan, I can wind up in Africa instead of Paris?
That just, you've said that before, and it just blows my mind. 3 degrees.
Yep. And so, just like in dreams, you need to just like when I'm flying a jet, I need to revisit my compass constantly to make sure that I'm on the right course. You've got to revisit your dreams daily to make sure that all your activities are focused on a direction to help you achieve that dream.
The beauty is it allows you to embrace new ideas and gets you start thinking and developing your next dream. You know, as that dream comes to an end, you got to have the ideas of where you're going next.
And, you know, we've talked about this before because Dan and I, you know, are hanging out together in the same mastermind group. Align yourself with other dreamers. It will be hugely stimulating and allow you to continually feed your motivation. It also helps hold us accountable, doesn't it, Dan?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, just to point out, have you ever had the conversation with, like, a neighbor or somebody who just was stuck in, they had a job and didn't really ever see that they were ever going to do anything beyond that job? And you talk about, like, oh, we're doing this, we're doing that, and they just look at you with that, like, zombie look, like, oh, my God, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. They can't relate.
You know, but the beauty is when you surround yourself with other dreamers, they get it.
Right, and they embrace it. right away.
Embrace it, and it allows then for you to get that community mind working, and you can manage new opportunities.
Well, that's exactly the thing, and that is our dreams will allow us to manage new opportunities, to embrace them, to actually see the new opportunities.
I mean, you and I have experienced that,
yeah.
And we're going to talk about that later, but
yeah,
it all was from me sitting through one of your courses and listening.
Right.
And I just brought it up to you, and you were like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Great idea. You know, the meaning of dreams and achievement, it occurs when all parts of the dream puzzle connect, and the result is, you'll know the result because it's happiness, personal fulfillment, and a sense of freedom. Here's the hard truth. When the dream puzzle lacks the connection to behavior, the behavior designed for achievement, then you're experiencing a fantasy. How many of us get stuck in a fantasy as opposed to a real dream, a dream designed for achievement?
Now, let's slow down just a second there. Now, let's talk about what do you mean by a fantasy. Define fantasy for me.
Well, a fantasy is a dream without the behavior that will allow the dream to ever be achieved. And so let's not call it a dream if we're not willing to make the behavioral changes. Let's call it what it is, fantasy.
A fantasy.
How many of us get stuck in fantasies because we're not willing to adjust our behavior?
I had the fantasy of being a Tour de France champion, but you know what? There's no way that I'm ever going to. I can ride my bike until I'm red in the face, but I'm not going to be able to climb those mountains.
So here's the truth. Fantasy creates excitement, but then steals it with a lack of positive activity.
You know, another truth is that the dreams take energy, but that energy is replaced with each step that generates a pathway towards clarity in your journey.
So then a dream directs us with a sense of purpose, and it recharges us, and it enhances our creativity.
And it really lets you see beyond just the stuff. You know, and you can then manage the pace that you're moving at.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm just so glad we're touching on all the pieces of how to achieve a dream. And, look, dreams don't lie. They just get buried under life's clutter.
That's die.
Did I say die?
You said lie.
Oh, well, it's the same thing. Dreams don't die. They just get buried under life's clutter. Look, here's the common aspects of clutter. And, by the way, clutter and confusion are related, aren't they?
They're brothers.
And one of the things we learn is how to keep clutter out of our lives through organization and focusing on clarity. So look, clutter is when confusion, it doesn't get faced.
And it's listening to the wrong people.
And it's unwilling to adapt your life and changing your behaviors.
Time mismanagement.
Oh boy, we could spend a whole night just on time management.
And we may. We may.
We probably will at some point. Because you know you can abuse time, you can use time.
And you can make excuses for why you didn't make time for your dream.
Yep. And look, here's another big clutter, and that is trying to do too much. Trying to do too much and having a pace that's out of control results in clutter.
And I think the next one there on the screen is so pertinent. When you have clutter and you have stacks, you have emotional. It's like a dirty kitchen. You know, we're sitting here in my dining room looking at my kitchen. If you have plates and stuff, which I don't, piled up, you just go, ugh.
Oh, right, it creates an emotional entanglement.
Just clean that up, and you'll automatically feel recharged.
Yep, and when you repeat the same behaviors that result in clutter, it just begets more clutter.
Exactly.
And that begets more confusion. That begets more negative emotion, and so begins the downward spiral.
And so I know everyone on the call tonight, or most of the people are there in the room, but when you get home, take a look around and just start doing small little achievements. Clean your kitchen. Clean your desk. One of those things, and you'll feel so much better. You just got to do it out of your comfort zone.
Well, here's the truth. Many are fearful of achieving their dream. It's not that they don't want to achieve, but it's that their fear is stronger than their desire. And that's what I want to get past in today's environment,
yes,
is I want us to focus on our dream and to nourish our dreams so that they're stronger than our fears.
Well, what makes dreaming fearful?
Well, what would make dreaming fearful? That's a great question. Let's hit some. Doubts that keep reappearing. Listening to negative news, our doubts reappear. It steals a little more of our positive beliefs.
you know, it's reliving yesterday. It's the good old days. It's like staying attached to the past instead of living in the present and moving forward.
Right. It's getting upset when our expectations don't happen in a timely fashion. You know, when we set unrealistic expectations or an unrealistic timetable, then the result is in your ear, in your own head, that you made the wrong decision.
And then often people will go and justify that that's why it didn't happen because, you know, oh, it doesn't work because
right.
I didn't do it in the timeline.
Right.
You know, it's the adjustments you aren't comfortable with. You know, achieving your dream will require adjustments. There's no question about that. But when you aren't comfortable with those adjustments, fear of the unknown will begin to increase.
And that results in moments of indecision. Each moment you stand still when you need to be moving forward increases your fear. How many of us get paralyzed, you know, and we don't know what to do, so we stop and do nothing when we know what we need to do and we don't go forward with what we know we need to do?
And then you start to surround yourself with soothsayers, the negative people, always running their comments through the element of fear and feeding that fear and pulling you down.
And they're always trying to save us from ourselves, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. No, it's not.
Here's the simple truth. Most are going to go to their grave never knowing what they could have dreamed, what they could have achieved with their lives. Not because they lacked a dream, but because they chose the pathway of sameness rather than the pathway of adventure.
Because dreaming requires discipline.
Boy, that's a big one. Discipline is the consistent persistently that allows you to be persistently consistent. There you go, Dan.
I still can't do it. I'll stumble over it.
But it's serious. I'm dead serious.
It is.
You've got to be consistent. You've got to be persistently consistent. That is the pure definition of discipline.
And the strange thing is because it's such a tongue twister, I never forget it.
I know.
Resilience. You know, I'm a big believer in tenacity. And resilience is that tenacity that just won't allow life's knockdowns to keep you down.
No. Anytime you're knocked down, you jump right back up. And ask yourself the question, what did I learn?
That's right. In every step back, there's opportunity to be made.
Please write that down. At every adversity you face, ask yourself the question, what did I learn?
I learned some deals. Things that just by stumbling forward, and it's like, oh, I will never do that again.
Look, expanding your vision, it's not about being able to just look around and see what's around the corner over the hill. It's about believing that there is a road out there, that there is a path, there is a journey.
And then adapting. You got to be able to adapt to some of the biggest tests in order to achieve your dream. And, you know, it's through adaption, you know, those who can't are the ones who will make excuses, reasons, justifications, and point the finger at everybody else.
And, you know, it's important to let our mind control our emotions. One of these two is always in control. The winner gets to define the direction of your life. One is always in control. Are you going to allow confusion to be in control, or are you going to allow and force clarity to be in control? I choose clarity. How about you, Dan?
Yeah.
Look, dreams don't just happen. They're defined. They're sketched by us, and they're acted upon on a daily basis. And so that's what we want to leave you with tonight.
Yep.
Is we want you to take a very proactive approach to your dreams. Fill them in with color. Surround yourselves with light dreamers and reject confusion when it appears in your life and choose the path of clarity. Dan and I, it's time for a shameless commercial. And Dan and I talked about this before. We both have a love of negotiations. We both have a love of business. And one of the things that we've learned is Dan's consulting clients and my coaching students and my real estate students have some common challenges that Dan and I decided we wanted to address head on. And we put together a conference that's going to be later this month up in Baltimore. It's right by BWI Airport, so it's very, very easy to get into the airport very inexpensively. And we're calling it our Exponential Wealth Conference. And that's how to make it, how to keep it, and then how to make it grow. And what we've done is we're bringing in the nation's leading experts on getting organized, on getting yourself organized. I know that I've had a lot of students ask me, Captain Pete, I don't know how to get my office set up. I don't know how to get my bookkeeping done or how to get my bookkeeping set up. Captain Pete, do I need an entity? Do I even need a separate checking account? And so when these questions would come up and up again to both Dan and myself, it became clear to us that there is a solid need to help people get the right start in their business. And it goes back to the behavior topic that we talked about. Most people are employees, and they're making the jump to business owner. And there is a behavioral shift that has to occur as well when you make the shift from employee to business owner. And what Dan and I have done is put together a conference. It's April 24, 25, and 26 in Baltimore. It's 3 full days designed to help everyone make the shift from employee to business owner. And this is an absolute must-attend, everybody. And here's what we're doing. On the first day, Friday, April 24th, we're bringing in John Heyer. He is a CPA as well as a tax attorney. And we're going to cover how to set up your office systems. We're going to cover how to set up filing, how to set up office equipment, what kind of office equipment you need.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about how to find employees that can help you out in your office and how to fire them when necessary. We're going to talk in detail about accounting and bookkeeping and how to get started with the right systems so that you can actually manage the financial aspect of your business. This first day alone will give you clarity with respect to the financial operation of your business. How to keep records, how to keep receipts, what dealer status means in terms, for those of us who are quick turning properties. And then we'll talk all about business bank accounts and
we're going to talk about automating the office.
Absolutely.
How you can do a deal from anywhere in the world, from your phone.
Yeah. And in addition to that, Dan and I are both experts at negotiation. I've been toe-to-toe with Warren Buffett. If you've ever seen the movie Wall Street, that was me. I ran the pilots union. I was in New York every week with investment bankers and securities attorneys and going through very, very rigorous negotiations. And on top of that, I was a union negotiator for years and years. Dan also was a top negotiator in his field.
I actually spent nearly 10 years training guys in how to sell toy soldiers for the world's largest toy soldier company. And I grew a business from $15 million to nearly $50 million in just under 4.5 years using negotiation skills.
So what we're going to plant you with the entire 3 days is 3 segments on negotiations, not just with motivated sellers, which is usually how you're trained, but also every aspect, every opportunity to negotiate. Here's what I found. If your lips are moving, you're negotiating with somebody.
Absolutely.
Now, on day two, we're going to bring in the nation's leading expert on asset protection strategies. I'll tell you what, it's not a matter of if you're ever going to be sued. It's only a matter of when, and it's the curveball that you will never see coming. And so what Lee will do is he will help you set up your business in such a way that when you're faced with the calamity of a lawsuit, that you're protected and all your assets aren't at risk. He's going to cover estate planning. He's going to cover how to use trusts. And in detail, he's going to cover the different entities you can use, whether they're LLCs, C corporations, S corporation trusts,
and
partnerships, etc.
That right there, from all businesses that I've ever dealt with, is one of the biggest question points that I hear time and time again. It's like, well, should I be an S corp or should I be a C corp or should I be an LLC? What should I do?
Well, here's the absolute truth, and that is when you attend this session, you're going to learn techniques that will save you $20,000. It'll put $20,000+ in your pocket as a business owner, all from things that you have no idea what you're entitled to claim or entitled how to treat. And so this is so powerful. These are the exact same strategies that Robin Thompson uses, that I use in my own business. And Lee Phillips is the one who taught both of us.
Then we're also going to talk about negotiation part two, which is Pete and I are going to talk about the win-win negotiation. I used to call it the win-win ratio, or sometimes even the win-win-win ratio.
Well, here's one of the things I learned when it comes to negotiations, and this is module two that we'll cover during our 3-day event, and we'll teach you how to embrace win-win negotiations, but not only win-win, win-win or no deal.
That's right. Absolutely.
On day three of the event, this is absolute magic, and this will make all of you on the calls millionaires if you apply these strategies and techniques. We're going to bring in Edwin Kelly, who is the Director of Education at Equity Trust Company. This is where I've got my self-directed retirement plans, and I've got to tell you, I'm making real estate deals like crazy in my IRA. Remember, I've got a pension that got terminated, and so Edwin is going to teach you not only how to self-direct real estate deals in your IRA, but also how to bring in other investors to become your private bank. Now, I know the value of that to everyone who's interested in having a huge real estate business. And it's the importance not only of your directing your own real estate investments through your IRA, but also helping other people leverage their IRAs to become your private bank. It's totally win-win.
Absolutely. And actually, one thing we're really focused on real estate on this call, but the truth is everything that we're teaching, this is an entrepreneur's conference.
Right.
It is focused on any kind of business you may ever go into. It all applies.
And that's exactly right. And also what Edwin is going to be bringing is all the paperwork that you need to set up a private bank.
You know, actually, I have an entire business that's run out of my IRA.
Yeah.
And it's not real estate. It's a real brick-and-mortar business.
And then the last module of negotiations on the third day of our event is negotiations part three. We're actually going to role play with you. And we're going to role play how to establish rapport with other people and actually how to make deals with other people and how to look for the third alternative.
Absolutely. There's nothing like seeing it and participating in it to really grasp the concept.
And if you enjoyed the call tonight, then you're going to love this portion because to close the event, I'm bringing in my good friend and personal coach, Richard Flint.
I am so excited for this.
I know, and what I've asked Richard to do and what he has done for us is he is going to put together the program just for us in making the mental shift from employee to business owner.
Awesome.
And so Richard Flint is going to be with us live. So this is a three-day event. You're going to realize at least $20,000 in tax savings and benefits from what you'll learn, plus how to set up your private bank, plus learn how to negotiate, and you will learn, as I already know, that there is no greater return than learning how to negotiate. I've time and time again made $10,000 in 10 seconds just through negotiating art.
And the thing about this conference that's really core to the Pete and myself, and I was recently interviewed by a journalist, is I got tired of hearing of clients and myself going to these expensive conferences and just being pitched to and not walking away with any content. Pete and I really believe in providing content for people that participate and come to our seminars. I mean, you should walk away feeling like you got what you paid for.
Right.
And that's exactly what we've done with all of the speakers that are going to be there is it's not about selling, it's about teaching.
And Mike and Dustin have been to our events, and they will tell you that we deliver rock-solid events with tons of content. Now, look, you're going to get $20,000-plus in tax benefits in terms of what you're going to learn from tax strategies, plus how to set up your private bank, plus how to learn negotiating skills, and just as importantly, how to get confusion out of your life by getting your office system set up correctly, getting your accounting and your bookkeeping set up correctly. We're providing all of this, and your tax-deductible tuition is just $997. Mike has got the flyer to pass out, so please get signed up tonight for our Exponential Wealth Conference. Again, it's at the BWI Airport, April 24, 25, and 26. Hey, listen, I've really enjoyed the time with you guys tonight.
Absolutely.
And so I want to thank Dustin and Mike for giving us this opportunity to be with you. I hope that you have found it as valuable as Dan and I have. And once again, we've enjoyed this time with you. So thank you all for allowing us to be part of your lives. And have a great time with Dustin and Mike and the Super Smart family.
And we'll see you next month.
And we'll see you next month on the radio. Good night, everybody.
Hey, thanks a lot, Captain. Dan, that was great. Pete, go ahead and switch to the next slide for us real quick.
All righty. Oh, we got it up there.
Yeah, just so we get it. Pete, you have one of your students with us today, and during the introduction she said she just got started and she's already bought her first house, and you just closed on or are closing on it.
Great. Who have you got down there with you?
Come here. I've got to bring her up front for a second, Steve. I mean, Captain Pete. Yeah, I thought give her a chance to talk to you about this. One of your students.
Hey, Captain Pete, it's Carol.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Carol.
I'm good. We're selling the house that we bought a few months ago. It was a light rehab, and it's under contract, and it goes to settlement on the 20th.
Awesome. Way to go.
Whew. Should make about $15,000 on it.
Wow. Way to go. Hey, big round of applause for Carol. Carol has made some huge growth.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Carol, we're really proud of you, Carol, and this is just the first step. Way to go.
Absolutely.
Captain Pete and Dan, once more, thanks for taking your time out on a Friday at 5 o'clock to do this for us, and I look forward to talking to you guys real soon again.
Hey, I'm really thrilled to be with you guys. Hey, have a great weekend with Super Smart and everybody.
Have fun.
Thanks. Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. Bye.